Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. All right. So let's back up and hit this again. I want you to hit that part, read that part where the apostle said, increase our faith. Verse 5.
Yeah. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. And which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down and to eat? But will he not rather say to him, prepare something for my supper and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he think that servant, does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all these things which you are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. Now it happened as it went.
That was as far as we wanted to go right there.
Okay.
But I want you to look at this, because Jesus is dealing with offense. Now, if you take the negatives out and make it into positive, remember, writing with double negatives is a writing process. So it's a grammatical process. But watch this. Then he said to the disciples, offenses are coming. Woe to him through whom they do come. Now, you know, well, let's keep reading. It'd be better for a millstone were hung around his neck, and he would take a long walk off a short pier with a heavy rock in deep water. Okay? But Jesus didn't say the next time you see that person standing by deep water that you pitch him over so that will happen to them. That's unforgiveness, and that is bitterness. Now, just so everybody here knows, there ain't a one of us, myself included, doesn't have to deal with bitterness. And the reality is, until we make a heart change and just say, it doesn't matter, my statement is always going to be, forgive them, Lord, they don't know what they're doing. Until we make that kind of heart change in the day that we live, we're going to have offense happen everywhere, because if you'll allow me a little bit of liberty here, the Democratic Party has learned that if they can get us offended, they can control us, because our spirituality, our righteousness will not work while we're offended. Now I want you to think about this. When we say that statement, you might say, well, Pastor, my righteousness is going to work every single day of my life. Well, okay, it is going to work every day of your life. But the reality is, as soon as you and I start operating in unforgiveness, then Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, the Father will not be able to forgive you. That is just how this situation works. If you don't forgive your brother, Jesus will not be able to forgive you. And I did not come tonight prepared to speak a message on offense. I just saw that Brother Ingolf Schmidt was there at Living Word, and he's such a mighty man of God. He carries such an amazing anointing on his life. that anytime I see him, I want to share him with everybody that is around me. And if you didn't get a chance to hear him tonight, then I encourage you, go to the Mark Barkley Ministries. I think it's called marktbarkley.com. Go to their Facebook page, their YouTube page, and search up Thursday Night Church, because God manifested himself tonight helping people get free from bitterness in their lives. And so that's why I'm going to just talk about it right now, because offense is one of those things that has the ability to destroy our life. And you and I don't want our lives destroyed in any sense of the word. And yet uproot the root of bitterness. Because if you don't, then what's going to happen is, according to Hebrews chapter 13, let's grab one more verse here. I'm watching the worship over there at the Holy Spirit Conference. I really want to be involved in that anointing, but I know I can't be there with you until they're done singing. And as it stands right now, they're still worshiping. They're singing, "There's no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great." Let's add this verse to our verse on offense here. It is not Hebrews 13, it's Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. Verse 12. "Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down. Support the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed." Most every person that you will ever meet who has offended, who is operating in offense, has had someone do them very bad themselves. And so then if somebody doesn't break the process and say, "In my life, from me on, all offense is gone," offense is just going to keep coming. Now look at what it says. 14, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." Notice there's a colon there. The sentence isn't finished. "Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright." The main verse here, and I can see Dr. Barkley's about to come up on the conference. The main verse here is, "Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God." You literally fall short of the grace of God when you allow a root of bitterness to grow in your heart. And then look what it says. Because it's growing, it'll spring up, cause trouble, and many will be defiled.
And that's where that expression comes from about hurt people. When you're hurt really bad, then you go hurt other people. And so that's even more important for us to understand that God's ways are higher than our ways. He says, forgive, just do it.
Amen. Just do it. Don't ask questions. Just do it. Just do it. Now, I'm going to say one more thing, and then we're going to run over here to the Holy Spirit Conference with Dr. Barkley.
Battery 20%. connected to
because
Samuel's Mass, but so
because Dr. Barclay's up in the pulpit now. Offense is going to continually come. Can you imagine how deep the offense is for President Trump right now? That DA literally told him that he is facing 150 years in prison for a charge that nobody says is even intelligent. But you can be offended, or you can say, God, expose every bit of wickedness. If I don't see the process right, help me see it. And most of all, forgive them, because they don't know what they are doing. And that's how you get free. And you just keep, you have to just keep saying, I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. And then one of the toughest things is when you see God blessing those who've done you wrong. That's a tough one. That's going to be the test of whether or not you've truly forgiven right there. And you just have to do it. You just have to say, no, I was a sinner and you forgave me. I forgive them. Bless them. It doesn't matter what anybody's done. Do you really want them to live for eternity without our God? No. I don't want anyone, even those that's done me the worst, I don't want them to live in eternity without God. You know what I found in my last 95 to what is this, 2003, so I'm 27 years in the ministry. I found that almost every one of those people that have done me wrong have come back and said, Pastor, I don't know what I was doing. Please forgive me. What are you going to say? You might as well just get it down to say, I forgave you the moment it happened, and I've not held it against you since. May God bless you and help you find your place on this earth and function in it. And, you know, that's tough for you to do. I don't recommend this, but you might have to do it. You might just have to think back about how many different ways that you have sinned against God in your life. And all you did was say, Jesus, please forgive me. And Jesus forgave you. Did you deserve it? No. But none of us deserve it. And the worst thing in the world to have is a root of bitterness. That's the worst thing springing up in your life. Because it stops the revelation of God. It stops the blessing of God. And you begin to have to pay the penalty for the sins you've done. Because Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, then God, your Father, can't forgive you. That's in the verses in Mark chapter 11 where Jesus talked about speaking to the mountain to be removed. And we don't want that to be the case in our life. Now, here we go. Let's run over to the Holy Spirit Conference. And let's see.
Yes.
Let's run over to the Holy Spirit Conference. That wasn't the right one. Let's try it again. Let's run over to the Holy Spirit Conference.
Everything.
If you have a female problem or any problem, this anointing right now, you can see it's for women, but there's an anointing flowing through these speakers right now to be healed. Can you guys hear him speaking? Well, nobody said yes, but that's all.
The first thing my life. No.
Yeah,
and right now, won't be a poor guy from the north. Loose. I can't never see the lake.
great. Yeah, you can't wait for that.
Oh, slave beautiful. Arm around you. So back to questions. For your spirit. I'm not being ever ready. Anyway. In the mirror tonight, God, I don't have a Christian name. You know, Hold on a minute.
Wow. do.
Battery low. Please charge now.
You are
I want to know, had our daughters, granddaughters, mothers, wives, husbands, this right here. You know what? She didn't take care of her first. She took care of the man first. And a fearing kind of who was her life man of sacrificing our best. Showed up, put up the cross. It was a hurry to go. Tell them how much you love him. We just love him. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Healing, your healing with your time. Thank you. see you. And hey, don't forget that if you have a tomorrow morning, the health line really likes you. One last amazing night in prayer with Karen. Tomorrow night, somebody that you know, we have to find fellowship.
All right. Oh, geez. Did it wrong again. No? Yep, I did. Everybody just pause for a second here. There we go. Well, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I speak over all of you ladies, like Dr. Barclay said tonight. I declare about you today the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. We declare every demonic spirit that has tried to destroy your life, bow your knee underneath the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. What an amazing night of testimonies and stories. And they met the budget and we got to bless Dr. Barclay. And if you didn't get to see those, the ways to give there on the screen, you can back the video up. And when the program's over, you can see it again. And I'm not telling you, you got to give your last meal, but I am saying it's wise to sow a seed because every time you sow a seed, God brings you back a harvest. And he promised in the Old Testament that the sower would overtake the reaper and the reaper would overtake the sower. Now, if you only sow every now and then, it's going to take a while for that to kick in. If you make a habit of sowing regularly, then that harvest time begins to come back regularly. And thank you, Jesus, for it. Now, let's get right to our communion elements. And we'll receive Holy Communion together. If you did not get to see this morning's prayer time, make sure you go see it because, wow, what a time that was. Literally, the prophetic word that God gave us back in 2021 about Jesus being in the rotunda. This morning, we watched a video by Sean Fout declaring Jesus is in the rotunda, and he took his team and a bunch of staffers and seven congressmen and went to the rotunda and worshiped the Lord in the rotunda. The rotunda is the center of all the political forces in the Capitol, and just a very, 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 very powerful video. And I had to repent afterwards. As he said, if you've ever cursed Washington, D.C., repent. Stop cursing it. It's the center of all the power of politics in the world, and it's the center of all the gospel church, the word of God going out around the world. And, you know, the missionaries will tell you, as with America, so goes the world. And so they were there singing and worshiping God. You may not know this. But since there was a change and Nancy Pelosi is no longer the Speaker of the House, everything has changed under McCarthy. The doors are back open. People are allowed to be in there worshiping. Nancy, the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, had literally frosted all the windows on the inside of the building so that the people inside could not see the beauty and the glory of the buildings outside. And that's vile. And that's wicked because it's some of the most beautiful buildings. And of course, they've all got God on them everywhere. And that brings shame and conviction to her life. And thank God that it did. Thank God she was nervous, scared, worried, and is no longer there. And God, pray for Kevin McCarthy every day. God bless Kevin McCarthy to do right, to do holy, to do righteous in all of his dealings as the Speaker of the House. And may we turn this situation upside down now that God has exposed all of the wickedness and perversion that's out there. We declare in Jesus' mighty name, they'll be exposed, they'll be brought to justice, and America will be saved. That was a good program. Make sure you go back and get it. And you can just go to my YouTube channel and you can find it. And you can just search up this today's date. I always put my date as 6 April. I'll put the number first, 6 April 2023. And it's rebuilding the walls of righteousness. So that's RWR. And you can go right there to it. I read the prophecy first. And then we play Brother Sean. It's like we prophesied this to be the case. We weren't the only one. God was doing it when they built the building. And they built it in the glory of God. But he gave us a word. Told us to hang on to the word. And then we can see the word coming to pass. Brother Sean, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. What we do here when we receive communion is we read these verses from the Apostle Paul when Jesus met with him, talks about communion. And then we pray the prayer of salvation because we want everybody right with God because you got to examine yourself. Then we give you about 2 minutes worth of instruction about being born again. And then we pray a prayer about the bread and we declare the words of God. Right out of the word about the bread, we receive the bread. Then we speak words about the blood, and then we receive the blood. It's probably communion like you've never seen before because most people try to get it done in about 2 minutes. I just don't think the greatest act of deliverance there ever was, which is communion, should only get 2 minutes of our worship time. Doesn't make sense to me, but I'm just obeying God. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. Is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28. Here's the process. Let a man, woman, examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is right now the head of the body, so are we the body of Christ in this world. There is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. The church for years focused on verse 27 that says, don't receive the bread or the cup in an unworthy manner. I definitely agree with that. Don't do that. But then the next verse, verse 28, gives you the answer. Let a man examine himself, so that what makes you worthy is you examine yourself and say, God, I need you in my life. That makes you worthy. God, I need you in my life. Not just words repeated, but the reality of the fact, God, I need you in my life. And then God shows up in your life. Now, no matter what church has ever told you, if you sin, you need the communion elements. Don't stay away from them. But repent of your sin. Examine yourself. And then you'll find that God is there. Why would God make Jesus suffer the penalty of that horrible beating and snatching his beard out and the 39 stripes, literally filleting him alive? Why would God make Jesus suffer that if then when you sin, you can't take advantage of it? That's just wrong. If you sin, don't stay away from church. Come to church. If you sin, don't run from the blood in the body. Run to God, say, please forgive me, and receive the broken body in the blood. Exactly opposite of what the spirit of religion confused people into teaching. If you come in and you're mocking God and you don't care about God or his ways, well, that's not going to be good for you. You're not going to enjoy that. Or wait, it's going to be damnation for you. But if you come saying, God, I need you, that's what he needs to hear from you. Here we go. Let's pray prayer of salvation. I have it here. I have it in my note so that you have the ability to pray it with us word for word and see the words. I like doing it this way. There we go. Pray this with me. Everybody pray. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me, so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and your mercy, all of your love and your righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me, and I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Oh my goodness. What just happened? That is absolutely amazing. Ha. Huh. Well, give me just a minute here. I don't know what I did, but it deleted that. Ha. Huh. Wow. All right. That's pretty wild. Please forgive me. Now, we pause and we give you glory, Lord, for who you are and what you're doing in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, I know what I was doing. I was doing this right here. There we go. Pretty wild. Anyways, welcome to the family of God. I apologize for that. But as I've been saying for 6 months now, whatever you do, don't get offended at an act. Now, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're glad to have you with us. You have now joined the greatest family there ever was and there ever will be. And we welcome you. Thank God for you. Everybody, think you're going to be able to grow and develop right here. And what you're experiencing on the inside is God Almighty has just filled you. If it's the first time in your life, it's probably an experience you've never known before. People say, I broke out in a sweat, feel like hot water was poured over me. I got the most peace I've ever had. I feel clean. One person said, I've never felt this sin-free in all of my life. Well, because God just came in because you invited him. And now you have access to all of heaven's power, heaven's authority, and all of the word of God is now at your very fingertips, at the spoken word out of your mouth. God sent you here to us, so click like, subscribe, hit the bell, and we'll disciple you every day. We've got 1,000 videos that are available to teach you in the things of God, literally. And we want to be able to send you something that can help you walk with God. Our place in your life is to teach you. Every day when you wake up now, you have the Holy Spirit with you. You just prayed it, and he came into you. So every day when you wake up, start your day with, Father, in Jesus' name, help me walk with you today. And he will. You now have angels that are working for you. The blood of Jesus has completely washed you white as snow. And you are literally made into his righteousness. I want to be a blessing to you. You can find my email address right there in the notes of the program. HG for Holy Ghost. HGPreacherMan@gmail.com. And we'll be a blessing to you any way we can. Of course, as we say on a regular basis, we are going to, if you ask us a question, our answer is not going to be with the persuasive words of man's wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and power. So what we're going to do is we'll send you a video, and that video will be linked to, it'll be one of our teachings that will help you and establish it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And so we welcome you to be a part. And honestly, anything I can do as a pastor to help you, I can't fly to every person in the world and personally lay hands on you. But by the ministry of the Holy Spirit right here across this camera, I can be a blessing to you. And thousands of people's lives have been changed forever. And we bless you. We bless every one of you in Jesus' mighty name. Get your communion elements. Yep. Even those of you that just prayed the prayer for the first time. Now that you are a member of the body of Christ, you have access to every one of the powers and the strengths of the body of Christ. Welcome, 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 welcome. Get you some bread and grape juice, bread and water works. Jesus said the fruit of the vine. And then he said bread. And so that's going to be different all over the world. You do what God gives you to do. All right, here we go. We'll share the screen again. I've got all of this right here available for you to pray. You'll notice that as we pray this, we're first going to bless the communion elements. Then we're going to pray over the bread. Then we're going to pray over the blood of Jesus. Now, every bit of these words you say come from a verse of scripture about his broken body and about his blood shed. So you can study this and learn about Jesus and the redemptive work. Pray with me. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing, nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supply in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your body that was broken. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus, the fruit of the vine. Pray this out now. I now bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed, to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no more condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Let's receive this together. Let's sing our hymn. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Washes white as snow. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. You can go to our website and receive communion. We have the verses put right up there, everything to read. It'll be a blessing to you. I believe you should receive communion every day. We've been doing it now here every day, maybe missed one or two, but not many in the last 3 years. And we're glad to have you with us again. And I really encourage you, take it a few times yourself. If you're the father, the husband, the man of the house, and then begin to lead your family. Ma'am, if you're a single parent, you're the leader of your house, take it a few times, become comfortable with the wording, and then begin to lead your family into the communion elements. Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. And if they once were 10 and now they're 12, they're older. So when they're older, they will not depart. That's a very good verse of scripture to stand on every single day. Sister Phyllis, you ready? What do you got tonight?
Ephesians 3,
hallelujah,
verses 14 through 21.
All right. Glory be to God.
For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through the Spirit inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Now I'm going to go to Job 33, 14 through 18, and 25 and 26. For God may speak in one way or in another, and yet man does not perceive it. So, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while you are slumbering on your bed, then he opens up your eyes and your ears, your eyes because you see the vision, your ears so you can hear, and seals their instruction inside of them. I added those two words. In order to turn man from his deed, conceal pride from man. Your deeds would be sin. Your pride would be keeping you from receiving God. And his life from perishing by the sword. Verse 25, his flesh shall be like a young child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God, and God will delight in him. He shall see God's face with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness. I'm going to just keep reading. Then he looks at men and says, I have sinned and perverted what was right. It did not profit me. He, God, will redeem his soul from going down to the pit. And his life shall see the light. Behold, God works all these things twice. In fact, three times with the man to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of life. And that is Jesus. No matter what it is, you're not getting. When you go to sleep tonight, just look up to heaven. Look at God. He's inside of you. And just tell him, I value dreams and visions. Come and speak to me tonight in Jesus' name while I'm sleeping. And then by faith, thank him that he's already been doing it. Heard the story of a young lady last week who was a cutter, who was had an eating disorder, who was into self-destruction. And she was in counseling and everything, and nothing was working. And one night, while she was asleep, the man in the white robe, Jesus, showed up and touched her. And she was forever transformed. And now, very bold public statement for Jesus. And he'll do it for you. Well, until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. You'll always be Lord. God bless you, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for being with us. We sure do love you guys. We bless you. Share this with everybody in your nation. If you want to get this in your heavenly, if you want to get this in your native language, give me a call. God's shown me a way we can do this, and it'll be a blessing to everyone around you.